Bad day for Starbucks. There's a Houston, the woman in Houston is suing Starbucks because she was burnt by their hot coffee, right? So she orders coffee. Uh-huh. The barista hands her the cup, squeezes a little bit, the lid pops off. Coffee goes everywhere, burns her body. She's disfigured now. She's looking at up to $1 million for physical disfigurement.
Wow.
Who sues somebody because it's exactly what it's hot coffee?
Yeah, you know what it is.
If you got iced coffee and it burnt your hand, maybe you'd be like, hey, that's not what I. It's not what we just agreed to. Back at the register, this isn't what we agreed to.
See, my luck, see, if that happened to me, then just I would, if I put in for $1 million, I'd just get a Starbucks card for like $10 or something like that. That's how my luck would go.
You can't be surprised by things when they are what they are, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's just stupid. If you live in somewhere where it's summertime, mm-hmm, in July and it's hot,
and you complain about
you
it,
you don't get to complain. It's summertime in that area. Do people in Florida get to complain that it's hot in July? No,
no.
You don't. That's where you live.
Exactly.
If it snows in July, sure. Cause that's not what you signed up for.
It's really funny because I was talking to a friend yesterday and she said that her son had a couple of friends up from Florida for the weekend because they went to Firefly. And she said it was really funny. She said watching them like Friday and Saturday night when they came back complaining it was cold, sitting there with hoodies, yeah, on and stuff complaining. It's kind of funny.
Also, another lawsuit for Starbucks.
Oh,
two customers are suing, saying they cheat customers out of what they pay for. So if you get a venti, the 20-ounce, mm-hmm, you actually only get about 18 ounces or about 17, 18 ounces of liquid.
Who cares?
In there.
It's good.
Who measures it? This is the same thing with Subway. When Subway had, it's not a foot long, it's 11 inches.
Listen, if it's good, if it's only a little bit, I mean, you know, if it's a couple of percent short, does it really matter?
And you're saying, you might be thinking, nobody's going to take this on. A federal judge just said that they could sue. What they have to look for is fraud and false advertising.
Tell you, and that's part of the whole thing that we live in now. Like, people will look to sue you for everything. That's the whole kind of culture that we live in now. Like, there's none of that, oh, I burnt coffee, oh, I'm sorry. Like, you know, and then they may even give them, as I said, like a gift card.
Things happen, yeah.
Here's a gift card.
We'll pay for your next one.
Yeah, you know, but no, I want $1 million.
This figure, man.
Because they pop a figure that comes into their head, and that's how that rolls with that.
I fell on my butt skateboarding at Firefly on Friday. You can see the video up on our Facebook page. I don't get to sue anybody.
You can sue Firefly for that now.
Yeah.
Or go after the lady with the skateboard.
Sure, she made me do it. You, for holding the camera?
Exactly, you can sue us all.
For not helping?
Yeah, good luck trying to get any money out of me because I haven't got any.